NPR Music has launched its extensive recap of the year in music, and our friends at Alt Latino are, of course, part of that look back. Jasmine Garst and Felix Contreras are here with us to share some of their favorites of the year. Jasmine, Felix, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Okay, I thought we were going to be listening to a Mexican artist right now. That doesn't sound like Mexican music to me. Explain, Felix, please.
This is a Mexican artist. This is a very, very interesting record that came out earlier in the year. The artist's name is Rana Santa Cruz. And what he's doing is that he's taking mariachi and adding things like Balkan music, a little bit of bluegrass, because he lives in Brooklyn and he's hearing all this stuff, right? So he put out this great album earlier this year called Por Allí. And it's a fantastic collection of influences, great writing, great singing, and really spectacular vision.
That's great, but it still doesn't sound Mexican to me. Sorry, Felix. Jasmine, you get the next pick. What else caught your ear?
So next up, I brought this duo from Colombia. They are probably one of the more well-known Latin alternative, so to speak, duos. I'm talking about Bomba Estéreo. This year, they released an amazing album called Amanecer. I mean, everything Bomba Estéreo does is really good and really hard to categorize. You know, it doesn't really fall neatly into any one category, and that's kind of their strength. I think one of the gems on the album Amanecer is the song Mar Adentro. It just has such a nice, soft, floating feel.
Does make you feliz, happy. It's very happy. It's nice. Jasmine, you have another pick for us from Colombia?
Yeah, I guess I have a lot of Colombian artists this year. Cali Uchis is one of my favorite new artists. She's kind of got like an R&B vibe. She channels a lot of like Erykah Badu and a little bit of Billie Holiday. Definitely a crooner, but also really reflecting like that lowrider LA culture. And she's released one amazing single and record after another. This year, she released the song Lottery. And most newcomers to the music scene, you expect them to stumble one or two times. But she's just been flawless consistently. So it makes me really excited about what she's going to do next year. This is Lottery.
What amazing voice, just amazing
yeah.
voice. We want to remind listeners that this isn't your complete list, right, you guys? You have a lot more favorites than just these songs.
Okay, our show this week, we have 10 tracks, and that's our end of the year, a look back at the best of. And that's with the caveat because it's the 10 tracks that we could fit into the show, okay? It's not exactly everything that was the best because there was a lot of great music this year. And I think it speaks volumes about how fertile and creative Latin alternative, Latin hip-hop, Latin rock, and even Latin folk is these days. There's just so much great stuff out there.
So I understand you've brought us some more music from Mexico, Felix.
Some more folk music. Check this one out.
And this is from Mexico?
This
is confusing.
This is from Mexico by way of Brooklyn.
Oh, my.
Okay. Another Brooklyn, another New York. This is a Mexican jazz musician in New York who got together with a classical musician they both have this great love for banda music from Sinaloa. And the banda music, the traditional banda music, is the stuff with the tuba, the trumpets, all the brass and the snare drums and all that. It's a very traditional music. Think, you know, country. Think plazas and Sunday afternoons and municipal music. Well, this album is a tribute to that style and that genre. The band is called Banda de los Muertos. The album is called Banda de los Muertos. And this is the Cumbia de Jacobo.
Now I hear the banda.
Right?
I hear it. I hear the trumpets.
Yeah.
I don't hear the cumbia, but I hear the banda. Well, thank you so much. Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garce are the host of Alt Latino, NPR Music's weekly podcast about Latino arts and culture. You can download their show at npr.org/podcasts or check them out on the NPR One app. Happy New Year to you both. Felicidades.
Gracias.
Felicidades. Gracias.